they're still speaking Italian, but just different dialects. So I guess it's the thickness, I guess you could explain, is the deviation from the standard English to what dialect, I guess, for lack of better.
Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think speaks standard
English? I'm not sure I could put it on a region, but I think we've all got our own idea what it should sound like. And what, say, a foreigner, I guess, for lack of, to put it into somebody who doesn't speak English natively, they would be a little, they wouldn't be predisposed to a certain dialect or certain emphasis. You know, basically, I guess, going by looking at the dictionary and where certain emphasis is put on words. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, and so do you think that even Southerners, people who have a Southern accent, can speak like a standard English, or do you think those things are incompatible?
Well, I don't think, you know, I think just by saying that if they speak with a Southern accent, I don't think that's the standard, but and again, it's very subjective, because what's the standard here in the South? Well, Southern drawl. What is it up in, you know, New England? A little more nasally. Certain letters are pronounced differently. So, I'd say no.
Did your wife have trouble understanding people? I mean, what if you introduced her to the folks that you work with?
Well, I mean, we went to the George Strait concert a couple weeks ago for my dad's birthday, and she had a little bit of not shell shock, because that's not the right word, but a little bit of culture shock seeing, mm-hmm. you know, folks.
She's outside of Atlanta.
Yeah, folks who would go to a George Strait concert, and you know, who follow that, the country music, to that level.
Has she been taking her to any kind of rural spots in the?
We haven't really gone into the deep South too much. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, rural spots, you get out away from major metropolitan areas. But no, we haven't.
Well, let me ask you this. What about, do you find a difference between the way black folks speak and white folks speak? Did she have a hard time understanding black folks, especially black Southern English speakers? Is that difficult for her to be able to understand?
Yeah, it's difficult for me to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's difficult because, and I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. It's just
tell a difference.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And you
not in a good way or a bad way.
Right.
It's just a difference.
And you don't know exactly what it is.
No, I haven't put my finger on it. Haven't again paid much attention.
Do you think that if someone called here and they were black, you could tell over the phone?
Mm-hmm. Well, with a reasonable certainty.
Right.
You know, and again, not stereotyping.
Oh,
or
right.
But, yeah, I think so.
And you don't know exactly what it is that would lead you to...
Just the different mannerisms, different way of talking, and without being able to give you any specifics or examples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's different than what I'm used to hearing or used to... hearing on a regular basis.
What about between the black folks here and black folks up north? Is there as much of a perceptual difference?
And again, I think it depends upon a lot of things, as it would whether a white person's calling, education levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had some great friends in college who had no problems understanding them, but they were also very educated. So I guess what I'm saying is it just depends upon, you know, certain things. You know, this one individual, for example, I mean, he could call up and you wouldn't have the foggiest idea.
Mm-hmm.